Good afternoon, everyone. You are listening to my podcast. My name is Sally Kalen. I am so glad you are here. Relationships, the good and the messy. This is the podcast where we talk everything about relationships. And I'm here to help you let go of those unhealthy, toxic relationship patterns, get over a breakup, and stop going back to your toxic ex so you can ultimately find the love of your life. I would like to point out, guys, I have over 300 episodes, and if you are new here, please feel free to scroll back and have a listen, because there is everything about narcissistic, abusive, toxic relationships, letting go, moving forward, and everything in between. You're going to find all the answers here. In the coming weeks, I am going to be sharing this podcast with my co-host, and we cannot wait to start helping you heal and thrive into the best version of yourself. And that is what this is all about, ultimately. I am so passionate about the work I do because there is nothing more important than the relationship that you have with yourself and ultimately with others. So today's podcast, keeping it short and succinct because it is just me on these solo podcasts for now, I'm going to give you some answers that you may be asking yourself. It is often things we've discussed before, but we need to hear it, don't we? Over and over sometimes. So today's podcast is about, why is it so hard to let go of my ex, and why do I keep wanting to go back? And maybe you have kept going back and you find yourself in these repeating cycles, unable to fully let go. What is going on there? Well, first of all, let's just get right into it and let me give you some of the reasons of what is going on. There are two things happening that make it so difficult to let go of a toxic ex. The first one is the addiction. You're addicted to the emotional states, the high, the low, that intermittent love, which creates that feeling of really good, which is when all that dopamine gets released. And then the feeling of rejection or not being seen or abandoned, and then all that dread. And then, of course, all that cortisol gets released into the body where we feel completely stressed and completely strung out. And that is a real addiction, guys. Like, this is a really difficult thing to get over. Just like the slot machines, when you're playing, you know, that game and you're putting in your money and you're getting a win now and again, and, you know, you're just hanging out sometimes for a few crumbs, right? From when that person is just so great again, and you know they can be great and you know those good times. And so you're hanging out for that all the time. And this is why these relationships are so difficult to let go of. If they were just bad all the time, hey, it's easier, isn't it? It's like, they're just bad all the time. I'm not putting up with this. But this intermittent love, it changes your brain chemistry. And that is why it's so difficult to let go. But you still can. And that is why I offer my coaching. So if you're interested in working with me, then please reach out to me. You can find me on all social media platforms, and my email is in the bio. But moving on, so that is the first reason that makes it so difficult. The second reason is, and I know a lot of people don't really like hearing about the inner child wounding, but it is the absolute truth. We are so wounded very often on the inside from our childhood, our past, and this doesn't mean that you had these horrific childhood experiences. For sure, some of you may have, but for some of you, it may seem that you had a pretty ordinary childhood and nothing much happened. And why could it be so traumatic? And I feel like, you know, when you dive in, there can be numerous reasons of why we carry some sort of trauma, that small t of trauma. And if it was repeated quite often in childhood, that can impact us and all kinds. But without going into all of that inner child work on this actual episode, the inner child healing is the real part of what makes you become the new version of you, when you begin to tap into those parts of you. And that part of you, that younger part, is what keeps opting back to that relationship. It's not the adult version of you. You know, as you grow and evolve into the person you are, the adult part of you knows that this is not a good fit. This is not good for my mental health. I don't want to be in it anymore. But then the moment they show up again and they start telling you they missed you or sending you gifts or whatever they're doing, that younger version of you that is still needing to be seen and heard just says, okay, then, like, I'll see you, and you go for it. And this is what keeps you going back all the time. And so when you reconnect, there's always that feeling of you know, connection again and feeling loved and seen in that moment. The moment the narcissist brings you back in and you know, got you there, you feel amazing. And you can't believe it could be any other way. So you tell yourself, see, this is what it is. And of course, the patterns start up again in that narcissistic cycle. I've got a podcast episode on all of that. Please look back for that, about that narcissistic cycle. Again, it just goes again and again and again, and you keep going back in. And then ultimately, you end up being discarded, or you end up needing to leave. And then you're out of that sort of pattern again, which makes you feel incredibly uncomfortable. And once they recontact you, you're back in it again. So these are the reasons why you keep going back. It isn't because you're weak. It isn't because you feel not good enough often, because I speak to a lot of people that say, I feel good in my life. I'm successful in my job. I'm good in this area. I'm good in that area of my life. But, you know, I keep going back to this person. And like I say, it's because it's tied up so much with those programs in your mind and that inner child. And that is where the work has to happen in order for you to break those patterns for good. So I hope that's given you a bit of an insight guide, guys. I've made this a super short podcast. I just felt like I needed to hop on and just say hi again, because it has been such a while. I do not have a website currently at the moment. I did have my website up for 5 years, but because of all the changes. So you can reach me though on, like I say, on this platform or over on TikTok, Instagram, and just please reach out and inquire about the one-to-one coaching. I do offer an initial free call to see if it would be a good fit for you, because it is an investment in helping you radically shift and change your life. But you know what? At the end of the day, the relationship you have with yourself and ultimately with your partner is the most important part of your entire life, because it will infiltrate into every other part. So please come and follow me on TikTok. If you have any questions, reach out to me. I will be back in a couple of days with a new podcast, and get ready for the new podcast coming with me and my co-host, because when there are two of us, you are going to see a completely different side to me, or maybe not a completely different side, but you're going to have a new feel and vibe for this podcast show, because everything is different when you're interacting with another person. And I feel like with relationships, you can actually get that support and love from not just me, but from my co-host as well. And you will see how much we absolutely care about you living your best life and letting go of all those toxic patterns. I will talk to you soon, guys. Have an amazing day, and please share these podcasts. And let me know if you have any questions.